The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here. You ready to own your own awesomeness?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, that means I would be responsible for my life and I wouldn't have nobody to blame it on. I couldn't be the victim anymore. What kind of fun would that be? It might be amazingly great.
Might be.
Yeah.
We're pre-recording this show today. When it airs, it will be right after having done the Freedom to Breathe and Practical Enlightenment course in Hamburg. And I am certain it will be an awesome course. So I can say...
Guaranteed.
I can say great job, everyone who attended. I'm sure it was wonderful. And we have callers lined up to agree to call in today and ask us their questions. And let's... start by letting you know how to get the most out of this particular episode, including being able to access your own awesomeness.
That would be by listening.
Mm-hmm.
Truly listening and letting what's being said come into you rather than filter it through your internal dialogue that agrees and disagrees with everything, mostly disagrees.
Especially because most of us are so practiced at our own personal story. And your story generally diverts you away from your own awesomeness.
Well, it dictates how you experience living because you want to be right about your story, so you will disregard everything that doesn't fit your story to be right about your brokenness.
You know, interestingly enough,
you like that brokenness?
I like that because, you know, even if your story is, for instance, you and I, as people who've listened to this show a lot know, we fly fish. So even if we have the story that we are great at it, if you are operating through the story, you're not actually experiencing the sweep of the rod and the way it moves across the world. You're not there to experience it. So let go of your story today and just be here and listen to us, listen to the people who've been kind enough to call in, and hear what's being said from each person's perspective.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Hey, thank you, Christina.
Christina just brought me my ginger tea.
And I got chamomile tea.
Wow.
I hope she's owning her awesomeness because that was really
awesome.
Good treat. All right. So if you haven't been with us before, you may notice that we finish each other's sentences.
Sometimes we simo-speak.
We do. And, you know, our approach is not psychological, psychotherapeutic. It's anthropologically based. So we encourage you to simply notice how you interact with this show without judging what you see. It's awareness. With simple awareness, it can dissolve all sorts of things, including that story about your limitations.
Right. What if you had no limitations?
I like that.
You know, then what's your excuse?
Oh, I'm sure we can all
find another one.
Let's take our first caller, shall
we? Okay.
All right, Judy, where are you calling in from today?
I am calling in from New York City in downtown Manhattan.
Oh, well,
all right.
Welcome. That was very specific. Love it. I can kind of picture you there.
Sitting in my office. My question would be, I do business development, and I would say I'm fairly successful, and I feel like there's a whole nother level I could get to quite easily, and sometimes I just don't know if I should keep going doing what I'm doing, or if there's something I need to change. Does that make sense? I don't know.
It makes total sense, because I've known you for many years, and I've watched you reach a degree of mastery in something and then switch professions. So it's as though you don't want to own your own awesomeness. You give yourself reasons why you should change what you're up to, and something better will come along. But you always reach this in every job I've ever noticed that you have.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when you say I could reach another level fairly easily, that's part of your story. You have that whole conversation, oh, I could go to another level fairly easily. But I have a feeling that it's not just fairly easily. You could expand. You could expand your earning power. You could expand your success. You have a conversation about whether or not what you're doing is the right thing, the best thing. And so you're not fully engaged a good portion of the time.
Right. You're engaged in the conversation of what you should do next career change, mm-hmm. rather than engaged in the conversation of, or even forget that. It's not about being engaged in a conversation. It's in a looking and seeing what needs to be done, and then do that without the "I don't want to" dropped in the middle of it.
That's absolutely correct, but I think my question wasn't clear, because I mean, I'm talking about, I think last year I did $1.4 million in sales. I'm talking about with what I'm doing right this minute, like to take it to another level. So instead of doing $1.4 million in sales, I do like $3 million in sales, not do something different.
I still endorse what we say.
Yeah, okay. I do too.
Because you always seem to have a foot out the door.
Right. Like there's always something better coming rather than being fully invested in where you are in the moment.
I'll give you another example of it, Judy. Again, as Shai said, we know...
We've
known you for years. And another way you're not invested in the moment is that you have these cycles of saying no to how your life is showing up, and you get lost in that. So whether or not you're currently toying with the idea of switching professions at this point, there's still that holding back, because you get involved with an internal drama about whether or not you like the way your life is showing up.
Okay.
You see, but there's a gap with what we say and your response.
Do you want me to be more specific? Are you not catching it?
Well, I am catching it. I was actually thinking. I was thinking about just have other things going on. Yes. I'm totally catching it. I think you're talking about the fact that I take care of all the affairs for my mom, and she's been in and out of the hospital.
Yeah. So I am. But when you say you're taking care of all these affairs for your mom and you have other things going on, that you have segments between your life. If you want to have $3 million in sales at your job, then you should look at how you treat the, quote, job of caring for affairs for your mother in a way that's professional rather than sentimental. And clearly, I mean, I know my parents are aging. They're going through significant health concerns. They are in and out of hospitals or rehab and different situations. So I can really relate. But I know that you dip into a different way of relating to that portion of your life than you would ever relate to work.
Yes.
Well, you're getting closer to the moment, Judy.
And you know, if you've been able to have the type of success that you're describing at work, you've been able to bypass taking things personally, getting upset when things don't turn out the way, and build a momentum. But you don't give yourself license to pull upon those skills you've learned at work and apply them to what you consider your personal life.
That is correct.
See, and I don't feel as though we have a personal life and a business life. It's we relate to life the way we relate to life, and when we relate to our business, it's the same way we relate to washing the dishes. There's a directness, not a conversation with ourselves, whether or not we want to, would like to. It's just the next thing that comes up gets handled.
You know, I recently, Shai and I were visiting my parents in Oregon, and I think I kept surprising my mom in that I looked to see what needed to be done and did it, as did Shia. It wasn't like, okay, now we get to take a break. Now we tune out of our environment. It was really about looking and seeing
what was wanted, what was needed, and then providing it without without any interference, without any pushback, without saying, oh, I'd rather not, or this is my vacation time. It was really a light bulb needed changing, and I'm a good light bulb changer, so I changed the light bulbs. Or the sink needed fixing, and I'm a part-time plumber, so I fixed it. Very part-time.
Yeah.
But I'm a professional plumber when I'm plumbing. When I set myself to doing the task, it isn't like I give myself options. Well, I'm not good at this. Still. Yes. Yes, dear.
I'm here. I was just listening.
Yeah, but no, you were also thinking.
No, you were thinking. That's what the gap is.
Because I'll tell you, one of the differences between what Shai was just describing and how you go about things, Judy, is that Shai recognizes that every moment matters and how he's being matters and that he makes a difference. So when we were in Oregon, he'd kind of strained his back. His back wasn't feeling real great, but my mom had been wrestling with this item on her sink where she turns a faucet and preheated water comes out so you can have tea. And it was twisting around. She'd had it fixed. They hadn't done it well. And Shia got under there and did it, but not he wasn't talking to himself about whether he wanted to, whether it would bother him.
I was talking to myself about how to stretch my fingers an extra inch, so I could reach up in there. If I could get my arm to be an inch longer, I can move my body so I can get in a little closer. But I wasn't in there complaining about having to do it.
And if you were to play a game this week and just pay attention to the amount of time you feel sorry for yourself about situations in your life showing up the way they do. Now, first of all, just noticing it without judging it, they'll probably really shorten. You may be surprised how much of your life energy you bleed off
into
disagreeing.
The complaint about how life is showing up. Judy.
Okay.
Yeah, try that. It should be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't do it wrong. All you can do is notice, ooh, look at that. I've been complaining about this or that.
So I have a quick question for you. I don't recall. Are you coming to Transformational Time and Project Management in New York City on May 6th and 7th?
I am.
Good. Play this game. And, you know, whether you play it for a week or if you want to play it longer, I'd be interested in when you
play
come.
Play it for a day first.
Play it for a day. See if you can play for a day, noticing when you feel sorry for yourself.
And don't make yourself wrong when you do it because it's a habit and it's been there forever. And so if you notice it without making yourself wrong for having it, it will dissolve and you will find that it will be less and less of your life eaten up in the complaint that life isn't showing up the way you'd prefer.
That way, when you come to the course, you're going to have some momentum. And I'm interested in seeing, you know, when we come back.
If you do it that way, you'll probably lead the course with us.
Oh, okay. I thought you said leave the course with you.
No, lead.
L-E-A-D, lead.
Yes, okay.
And, of course, you can tell us, you know, even next week when we're in the city, we can look at what's
How's
happening.
How's it going?
How's it going? And we can inspire other people, too. You can be awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That is awesome.
You're so welcome. Very, very welcome. Thanks for calling in today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent.
Hey, we have another caller, Christian.
Let's start with Christian. Hi, Christian. We have a little bit at the end
Hi,
of the segment. Hi, where are you calling in from?
Hi. I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany today.
Excellent.
Mm.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. What can we do for you,
Christian,
sir?
Before we... you know, we're almost at the end of the segment, so mainly I just want to brag on you for a minute. When we were in Costa Rica this year, you did, you are a professional makeup artist, and you were attentive at the videos that we shot there, not only for our makeup, but everybody else's, just to make sure everybody's hair, makeup, clothing was in place. And the results were stunning. People were so much more relaxed in themselves. I really want you to know how awesome it is. I know you think you didn't do much, but who you are and how you were being had a profound impact on people's sense of themselves.
So now that we've got you all self-conscious, we're going to go to the break.
You can ask us your question after the break. All right. We'll be back, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We look forward to seeing a lot of you Brits.
On April 7th.
Which is Friday night at the London Meetup. You can find out information about that on our webpage, transformationmadeeasy.com. Come join us. You still have time for pre-registration, so it costs a little more at the door. So join us, register. Also, we mentioned, will have just been in Hamburg when this airs, and we are certain that people will register for Costa Rica in 2018.
There are a few remaining spaces. We are more than 90% full for both courses. And so if you want to join us, there is some urgency.
So you don't miss your spot.
Right. And if you don't want to join us, don't worry about it.
But if you do, you know, there's an early registration discount deadline to get your first third payment in, which is Monday, April 7th. So you have a few days left to do that. If you would like to come, you may as well
17th.
Get... what did I say?
You said 7th.
Oh, sorry, 7th. Excuse me, 17th. 17th. It's Monday the 17th. You may as well get the break. So, again, you can find out more information about that at transformationmadeeasy.com. We're speaking with the handsome Christian.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Thank you so much for your compliment. I just watched this morning the video with Colleen from the Premium Excellence Club, which we shot in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized how brilliant it is, how, like you said, like with, like, I have the idea, I did nothing or very less, and it's like it's a lot.
Yes.
Since I'm back from Costa Rica, I can feel it, like, in every aspect what I do in my life. Is it like with meeting people or in doing my artwork, doing my hair, doing my makeup, or meeting friends. It's like, with just like meeting the people, they get a, they get that I don't have to do anything. I don't have to like play a Christian role. I just can be me.
Yes.
Which is very freeing.
Yes. It's lovely. And you can't do you wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
I love the way you put that, Christian, because, you know, prior to meeting Shia and then, of course, prior to the transformational events that took place in our lives, I love the way you talk about a Christian role, because I definitely had an Ariel role. I'd walk into a room and suss it out and see what role I should play, as opposed to owning my own awesomeness and allowing myself simply to be me and know that that's more than enough. In fact, it's quite exquisite, because most people are so busy playing a role that when people walk in who are just natural, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. What I can do sometimes is like I can like get from the people. Sometimes when I have the idea that I'm shy, I can take, like, for example, a friend of mine who I find very expressive and is talking to people. I can have the idea I am this person with this quality, and I can like play in a way the role, and it's easy, it's very easy, but it's not like a playing role.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you
are you saying that attributes
that you see in other people that you admire, you have those attributes in yourself.
Yes. That's what
Good.
Yeah.
I think that's an awesome tip or clue to give people, that if you can recognize it in somebody else, if you want to, you can just step into that attribute yourself.
Well, if you can recognize it in somebody else, you have to have it in you to in order to be able to recognize it.
Yeah. That's very cool. Yes. Yes. Sometimes I see it very easily in people, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I have, too. And sometimes it's, I don't.
You know, you're funny. You finish the sentence in your head and say, yeah, and you got it. But following you is less than easy sometimes.
Although I'm enjoying all the yeses.
Yeah, me too.
I have a question. Did you have any question for us today?
I didn't have a specific question. I just I see brilliance in people. That's what I see in the last days or week. I see more and more. And I remember you guys talking about the brilliance in people when I didn't saw it in
right.
other people, and now I can see it, and it's like this. They're so like juicy and vibrant, and it's like even with the person on a cashier in a supermarket, I have a very nice interaction, or with the people I met in the apartment building, it's like, oh yeah, it's very vibrant.
Well, one thing I've recognized is that you can't really see the vibrance in other people unless you're willing to own your own. Because if you were feeling crummy about yourself or being hard on yourself, it just diminishes your ability to see. So it tells me a lot about how you've been operating with yourself as you describe the people who are populating your universe.
Oh, that's a very cool point of view. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, we once had a woman who came to our courses, and I'm going to clean up her.
She said that her world was populated by jerks.
Now, she used a stronger word than that. She said, but after she transformed, she realized that she doesn't have jerks anywhere in her life anymore.
That's right.
It's like it was the lens that she was looking through, as opposed to that people were really less than wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very awesome. Cool.
Well, thank you very much for calling today. It's lovely speaking to you,
sir. I'm inspired by you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Shall we take our next caller?
Let's.
All right. Bianca, where are you calling in from?
Hello, guys.
Hi.
I'm calling in from Cologne, Germany.
All Welcome right. to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So I have a question about dating.
Okay.
Since I returned from Costa Rica, there's a dramatical change in my dating life, because the second week I came after Costa Rica, I dated two men in that week, which is a lot more I did the last month before. And I really liked that and enjoyed that, but there's something I can still see that I cannot get through. I cannot get through it. It is that when I date a man and I see him several times and I just let him see me as I am, I just want to cut this connection. I don't want to get him closer. And I can see that I do that, but I cannot stop it, that I don't want to see him again. And I don't know how to fix that.
Well, maybe there's nothing you need to fix.
maybe it's not a result of letting him see you. Maybe you're just not compatible.
That's right. See, you figured out what it is that you let him see you and you found it uncomfortable, so you don't want to see him again. That's your logic system tells you that's the reason why. But maybe you're on some level, you know, this guy is not a guy that it was okay to be with for the evening and go out to dinner or a movie or whatever, but it isn't somebody you want to have a long-term relationship with. You know, look, Bianca, I dated many women before I met Ariel. And before I met Ariel, I was married for 14 years. Then after I got divorced, I met Ariel about 2 years later. And in that time, those 2 years between my marriage ending and meeting Ariel, I dated a lot of women. And the interesting thing was, when I dated Ariel, the first date, I felt really good in myself. It felt really good to be with her. And it wasn't that it was bad to be with other people, but there was something special about it. It was different. You've not dated a lot, so you don't have a lot of people as a sample to see how you feel when you're with them. But if you dated two men, one man, you felt differently than you did with the other one.
You know, the other thing, Bianca, a lot of people, I don't know where you met these folks, maybe online dating. But we were speaking with a lady on Monday night. She came up to stand up at Monday Night Alive, and she was talking about how she had just, you know, started dating folks and how she would meet people after having conversed with them online through these dating apps. And she'd sit down with them, and right away, you know, there's a physical chemistry. There's a chemistry that happens or doesn't happen between people. And they may have had quite a lovely exchange via email, but sitting down with that person, she said they were all really quite wonderful, but she was really clear she had no interest in them once they met. This format of online dating is really awesome because it gets people from very different walks of life, different parts of a city, for instance, to know that they exist and get together. But the thought that you're going to find somebody really wonderfully compatible within two tries is very
unrealistic.
Okay.
Are you still?
This is so cool. I love what you both said. I didn't see it from that point of view so far.
Of course not. See,
so
look,
thanks.
My
cool.
Dear, you look at life through your point of view.
Like there's something wrong with you.
Right, and that's part of your reality currently, because it's been there for a long time, as long as you can remember, that there was something wrong. But what if there's nothing at all wrong with you and you're really awesome and you can relax and be yourself and you don't have to worry that you're doing your life perfectly?
I love that. Thanks, Shia. Cool.
Because that's the truth. See, you are doing your life perfectly and you can't do it any differently than you're doing it. And if you relax into doing your life the way you are, other options and possibilities will just show up on their own without your having to figure it out.
You know, when I first dated Shia, in the week that I had my first date with Shia, I dated five other guys. And I was dating four of them. And what was interesting to me in that time frame, Bianca, is there was one fellow I dated, and every time I'd go out with him, I was clumsy. I kept tripping. I kept, you know, falling. I was wearing clogs. I would fall off my shoes. Had I stayed with that person, I would have just thought I was a clumsy person. But interestingly enough, because I was dating other people at the same time, I didn't have that physicality with anybody else. So I don't know why that connection happened that way. There was another fellow who, sexually speaking, because I did have sex with him, I was just really uncomfortable in myself, and he kept telling me how I was not up to par, that his last girlfriend was so much more expressive and free than me, and I felt like a jerk. And then I met Shia, and I liked me, It wasn't just that I liked him. I liked me. I felt comfortable being me. So somehow if you're sitting across from somebody and your takeaway is I'm too closed up to be with this guy, maybe
it's the
not,
guy.
Maybe it's the guy.
Oh, okay, cool. I really love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bianca, keep playing, though, because, you know, you can listen to your mind's considerations and then quit on yourself and not go for it in your life.
I have a game for you. I know we're going to see you soon, so I have a game for you. The game is this. In the dating game for now, play as if you are a really great catch. Like,
okay.
You're... People would be great.
They'd be lucky to have you.
And just relax. So it's less about finding somebody and more about going out and having some fun.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling today. Really a treat having you with us.
Yes, excellent.
Yes. Thank you,
too. You're awesome.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So... Come on back.
Yeah, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We look forward to seeing the folks in New York City at Monday Night Alive next Monday, April 10th. But clearly we have listeners from all over the world. We even have callers from all over. So we'd like to have a little shout out today to our listeners from Germany,
Canada, Australia, Pakistan,
Czechoslovakia,
Hong Kong, Peru,
Poland,
and Colombia.
Wherever you're listening from, we really appreciate you. Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
We really do appreciate it.
If you want to know more about what we're up to, get our newsletter, A Taste of Excellence, the Excellence Club, you can go up and sign up for it. We have put together a gift for people who sign up to be on our newsletter. It's called A Taste of Excellence. We have some links to past radio shows that people have really enjoyed in case you missed it. We also have articles, videos, and as a thank you for being part of our community. So you can just find everything, including our upcoming seminars, and to register for Costa Rica, time and project management, or to get a taste of excellence at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ooh, do that again. You sound so sexy.
Madeeasy.com.
That's right. Transformation made easy.
All you need is a cold to become base.
Ha ha. All right, we have one more caller who's been patiently waiting. Andrea, where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Andrea. I'm in Basel today, in Switzerland, in my workplace.
Ah, welcome to the show. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Nice to hear you guys, too. I'm so happy to be on the show.
Excellent. Excellent. What can we do for you?
Well, I knew that I was calling in today, and I had this amazing experience about enjoying or experiencing my own awesomeness. And I just want to share that with you because it has to do with sharing myself. And my cousin and I, Renat, we were leading a meetup recently. A meetup is where people come together, we talk about transformation. We had the theme of creativity and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like inviting people and sharing that possibility with them just gave me back so much. Or I felt like I really can give people something. And I just felt like sharing what I have or what I experienced with you guys, what I learned with you in transformational workshops over the last years, giving that back to people or sharing that with my friends or with my students. I'm a teacher. It's just one way for me to experience wealth in myself and also my awesomeness somehow. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense to me. You know, most of us are very careful that we don't say something that makes people think we're odd. You know?
Yes.
And we have frequently had people come to a Monday Night Alive in New York City that say, What's in the water here? Why is everybody smiling?
People are so friendly. I've never seen people friendly like this. And it's genuine. How does that happen?
Well, it happens when people become engaged with their lives directly rather than thinking about how to do it right. It happens when you are self-expressive. But here's the thing, Andrea. When you share with people about transformation, in order to do it so they get the experience of it, you have to re-experience your experience. And so it reconnects you with the awesomeness of transformation. And so
that's true.
Yeah, there's a benefit for you in sharing in that it keeps you in touch with what you have. Otherwise, it's really easy to get lost in the pessimistic nature of the world.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. That's very cool. I felt that in Mary, like since I've been back from Costa Rica, I felt like sharing myself in any way. It doesn't matter if it's transformation or what I'm eating at the moment or where I'm going to do my exercise routine or anything, just sharing that with people. I feel like also I have a, people are responding to me somehow in a different way than before. It feels more natural, and that I really enjoy that.
Well, you know, we are all social creatures, and then there are all of these constraints we put on upon ourselves to be the right way or the nice way or the good way. And as you're describing it, as people are talking today, I realize that as you just express yourself as yourself, you get to have that social interaction. It's very natural, and people feel well in themselves being around you, and that's why they are responding well. Because you're taking your attention off you and taking care of the people around you. Yeah. If we look at the three principles of instantaneous transformation, the second one is no two things can occupy, in this case, the same Andrea at the same time. Either you have attention on yourself and your supposed shortcomings, or you have your attention out and you're looking at the world and you're sharing things with people about your life as if what you have to say, what you have to offer has merit.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, when you take your attention off how you're doing and what other people, whether or not other people are going to judge you, you become self-expressive. See, when you're concerned about how they're going to interpret what you say or how you are, then you become much less self-expressive. You modify your behavior to fit in, but fitting into somebody's petty mind rather than expressing yourself is really a dimming experience.
Now, for those of you who are listening, that doesn't mean that you self-expression and not dimming yourself doesn't mean that you blurt out everything you have to say. People are appropriate. I mean, like, there are certain things you don't discuss with the children, for instance. It's just not appropriate. I'm sure that Andrea doesn't go in to teach her students a voice and spend the entire hour speaking about the date she had the night before. That doesn't mean that she is constraining herself. It's about when you're in the moment, you're appropriate.
The moment makes everything appropriate. You don't have to figure out how to do your life. If you're here for it, you'll see what's obvious and you'll express yourself.
Yes.
I love that you're feeling wealthy enough. Owning, you actually, what you're describing is owning your awesomeness, that where you do your exercise or where you go get your coffee or that you do seminars with us, it has merit. I think that's quite awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels awesome. And I feel like people are thankful for it too. That's what I experience a lot these days. There was a woman I invited at the meetup, and she said, thank you so much for inviting me again and again, and it was so much fun, and I will come back again. So,
you know what awesome. Andrea is talking about is the Say Yes to Your Life meetups that are really all over. If you want to know if there's one in your area, you can find it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Go to the seminar section, and underneath it, there is a section called meetups, and you can see whether or not there's a hub in your vicinity. And if not, you know, you could create one. It's a great way to get together with people.
Yes, and they're awesome. I've been attending one in Montclair a few years ago.
New Jersey? In Montclair, New Jersey.
In Montclair, New Jersey, exactly. And it's just awesome to have a community all over the world where I can experience that.
Excellent.
Yes.
I have a question. Do you have a question for us today?
No, I actually don't. No, I don't.
Okay.
It's just lovely to be with you.
How's dating going?
Very well, actually. On the meetup, there was a guy, and he asked me out on a date after.
Aha.
Which is very cool.
Sweet.
And it's going well.
That's very lovely. Super yeah. lovely.
And very, also that feels, since I've been back from Costa Rica, it feels natural because before I have this pressure on myself to have like a certain amount of dates, or there was just a pressure on me. And these days it feels like if something is coming up and it feels good to meet or call each other or good to text, it does. And if it doesn't come up, it has a more, it has like a, yeah, much more natural thing to it than it used to have. That's very sweet.
I have a question for you. I know that
yes.
Christian spoke quite a bit about Costa Rica. Now you're mentioning Costa Rica. And if I were somebody who'd never been there before, I'm wondering what makes it so special, or what do you do there, or how come you're having these benefits from having been there? What happens?
Well, for me in Costa Rica, I feel like I get a vacation from my busy mind, from my thinking, from my worrying that I sometimes have in my day-to-day life. I feel like I get a, I get my batteries recharged. Mm-hmm. I'm around lots of awesome and inspiring people. We're talking about transformation. We are experiencing and in just being in a group together that is very sweet with each other. Lovely people from around the world. And that's what I love so much about it.
That's great.
Yeah,
because I realize, I know a lot of people who go on vacation in Costa Rica. It's certainly very different than coming to our seminars about instantaneous transformation. And I love what you just said about people being so sweet with each other. I really feel like it retools us and retrains us all to be sweet with ourselves. And from that place, life becomes sweet in all aspects. Plus, it's gorgeous there. The food is awesome. And as you said, the people there are lovely.
Yes. And there's lots of colors, where in January it's a lot of gray in Basel, in Switzerland. So I love seeing all the greens and all the flowers there. It's just awesome.
Yes.
You know, when I was a kid, my grandma gave me a coloring book for trolls. Trolls were like these little dolls that were popular at the time that were really short, little tiny things. And it was trolls in this tropical paradise where they were using these big green, leaves to ski down into puddles and things like that. And in Costa Rica, there, some of those leaves are so huge. I feel like I've jumped into a childhood fantasy that I never thought was real, but just something that existed in a coloring book.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for being part of the show today. It was really, really a treat to have you. Is there anything
thank
else
you guys. To
tell people before you go?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Is there anything you want to tell people before you go?
No, it's just keep being here and listen to the show. And I invite you to a seminar. Well, that was actually something. I invite you to join us at any course you can come, because it's just lovely. I would love to see you.
Thank you.
That's sweet. Very, very sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I echo what
Andrea
just said. If you would like to come to a seminar with us, make it happen. Come.
Really? You know, there's so many things we say we want to do in our lives, and so few of us actually actualize those things that we say we want, because we have reasonable minds and we give ourselves reasons why we can't. So there is a possibility that you can have your life be determined by you and not the circumstances. And we invite you to
anything we're doing, including we're coming to Cambridge in the end of June and the 1st and 2nd of July. We're doing an excellence, well-being, and satisfaction course, The Art of Being Yourself. which is what people have been talking about today. And you're very welcome. If you're listening to this in archives, you can see what we're doing that's current. And join us. We'll have fun together.
Yeah.
Now, next week's show is called Equality of Moments. So come back. You'll find out what that means.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to find out what that means.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll be back
next week.
So join us. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.